Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory.
There were women deacons in the early church, so why aren't there women deacons today? Today on Made for Glory. As you read through St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 16, he says, I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a deaconess of the church at Centre, that you may receive her in the Lord as befits the saints, and help her in whatever she may require from you, for she has been a helper of many and of myself as well. So in the days of St. Paul's, there were women deacons, and we know in the early days of the church, there were the role of deaconesses. So why don't we have deaconesses, women deacons, today in the Catholic Church? And I think it's important to go back to the root of that word, which means service, that deacons and women deacons, deaconesses, were those who were called to serve in a particular way the people of God. And so these leaders in service, so definitely in the early church, there were men and women who were in leadership positions. They were distinct from the presbyters, distinct from the overseers or the episcopoi, the word that we would use is bishop, and that they had a different role within the service and administration of the goods of the church. The first seven deacons were men who were raised up in the Acts of the Apostles because the apostles and the church was growing and there were members of the church who were being neglected in the daily distribution. So they raised up these men and called them deacons, which in a sense was more their more than a title. It was the type of work that they did. Diakonoi means service. So when we look at the history of the church and how that word was used, and it isn't really used nowadays, that do we have women who are still in those positions of leadership and service within the church? And I think so. In the early church, a lot of times when adults were baptized, they would actually be baptized naked. You know, that's something we don't do so much in our Western civilization now. And so when women were baptized as adults, the women that attended them were called the deaconesses because obviously for issues of modesty, to help them as they would pass through the baptismal waters and to clothe them in the white garments. In the church today, though, there are women who serve roles of catechists and lector, roles of leadership, of administration, of parish leadership, in a sense, who still serve that purpose. So while we don't have an official title or an official ordination rite for women to be deacons in the church, we do and still need women's gifts to be at the service of the church. That the church, when women aren't being heard or being recognized or being valued, then the church suffers because of that. And God has called all of us, men and women, as his disciples, to use all the gifts that we've received for the building up of the body of Christ. It's important for us to also recognize those times when women have been relegated to a second-class citizenship, whether in the church or in society at large, where women's voices have not been heard and celebrated. And so while we lift up those voices, we also need to recognize that as members of the church, we know that there's a difference between men and women. That's okay, that we celebrate that difference. That's not a difference to be exploited, but to be celebrated, that men and women are both created in God's image and likeness, that their own distinct gender and their own distinct ways of living and seeing the world are beautiful and important. So a word of encouragement to all women who are members of the church, even though you aren't ordained, we don't have ordination of women in the Catholic Church according to the blueprint that Jesus set for us, for his priests and for his bishops, that you are still called to a special role of service for the church, a special role of leadership, that your gifts and your talents and your feminine genius of the way that you view the world, the way that you view the gospel are so important. And so to find creative ways of sharing that with the community at large, as a lector, as a catechist, as someone who helps shape our community, as a sister and a wife and a mother and a leader, because the church needs you, needs your holiness. One of the great saints in the history of the church was the great Saint Catherine of Siena. And she lived in a time when oftentimes women's voices weren't considered important, but she was one of the great reformers and one of the great movers and shakers in the history of the church because of her holiness of life. And one of the things that she said that I think is applicable to both women and men today in the church is that if you are who you should be, then you will set the whole world ablaze. And every single one of us are called to do that through our lives.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.